Howdy, you're listening to CITR 101.9 on broadcasting from the UBC sub on unceded Musqueam territories. This is Muzak for The Observant. My name's Nick. We're here with a special guest, Felix. It's okay, you don't have to talk yet. Maybe next time. He's pretty nervous. He's going to go on the air for the first time soon, so he's just getting a handle of it in the studio. We just listened to Sir on Plage with a song called Restaurant, and before that was Tough Customer with a song called Clean and Clear. We're going to be listening to maybe a couple more, maybe three, kind of rock and roll songs next. And after that, I'm getting kind of sick of hearing 4/4 drums, so we might listen to some zanier music later. But before that, here is a new band. Well, not a new band. They're actually pretty, they've been going a while, but they had a long hiatus, and they just made some new recordings, and they sound really great. They're called Dad Thighs, and this track is called Mount Pleasant Dream.
We'll be right back. Monday.
Get ready for the biggest open house of the semester so far.
CITR is going to explode!
From 12 to 3 under Pi R Squared will be tours, tunes for a loon, upcoming opportunities, mingling, and free food.
CITR Monday. Don't miss out.
What do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Thank you.
Hello again. You're listening to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9. We just listened to some Duke Ellington, an album called Money Jungle. He played with Max Roach and Charlie Mingus. It's a really good track. It's called a Fleurette Africaine. Before that, we heard some, because this is kind of a super group of people that no one really knows the names of because they're jazz musicians playing in the 21st century. It's called Thumbscrew. But enough of that. It's boring. It's just talking about nerd music. Why don't we introduce to the viewers, Felix. Hey, how's it going?
It's going good.
Awesome. So you want to have a show on CITR?
Yeah. Okay. So, like, I'm part of the UBC Hip Hop Club, and I'm also really interested in Southern hip hop, so I would like to host a radio show that it basically just plays UBC rap music and Southern hip hop.
Cool, man. Do you know what it's going to be called?
I have a few ideas bouncing around, but no solid name yet.
Okay. And you were telling me that I did not know this, actually, but Canada actually has a lot of Southern hip hop going on.
Well, the style.
The style, yeah.
There's a person called Drake who also, you know, does a lot of Southern hip hop style, but mostly there's also a lot of smaller artists around Toronto and Vancouver that uses the Southern hip hop style, and it's also like sometimes called trap. So,
oh, is that what Southern hip hop is?
I mean, trap? there's a lot of different like subgenres and stuff, but I think trap and Southern hip hop go hand in hand.
Okay, so it's hugely influential now.
Oh yeah.
Okay, because that's like the normal hip hop beat to kind of use, like that kind of style of, right?
Oh yeah, it's really popular right now.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know. I thought like that was just because I know kind of what that sounds like just from listening to like stuff on the radio or whatever, but I didn't know that was influenced by Southern hip hop.
I think yeah, it's mostly from the southern part of the United States where there's a lot of that influence, especially like around Atlanta right now, Atlanta, Georgia. Their style of trap is like probably the most popular as of the moment.
Okay, that's like a hotbed, right, for hip hop?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Is Outkast Southern hip hop? Because I know they're from Atlanta.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Because they sound kind of weird now because they didn't sound like too 90s back in the 90s, but they sound like kind of modern nowadays even, right? When you listen to those old.
Yeah, they're timeless, dude.
Okay, yeah. Very nice. I know nothing about hip hop, if you can tell from what I play on the air. Or I don't know too much. I know stuff about hip hop that like my friends play me when they're partying. Basically, then they tell me what it means. I don't really understand it, but it'll be cool to have another rap show in the future. Do you have a demo yet?
No, man. It takes a long time.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, hopefully we'll hear back from you soon, Felix.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Okay, cool. We're going to play something completely different than Southern Hip Hop. It's called this group called Corinthian, and it's very creepy music.
contrary. How does your garden grow? Silver bells and cocker shells and pretty men all in a row went to see Contrary Mary, told her I refused to tarry. We spoke very soft and slow. You got your pretty man Mary standing in a row. Mary, 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 Mary. Cigarette, turned around and then we left, smiling as the wave began to grow. You got your pretty man all in a row. Mary, Mary, so black and dreary, how does your garden grow? With silver bells and cocker shells and pretty men all in a row. Mary, 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 Mary,
out to CITR Shindig each week to hear the bands duke it out to be the winner of their night. Now, come out to hear the winners compete to make it to the finals. Each semi will feature three of your past winners, with the winners of the semifinals guaranteed a place and a prize in the finals on February 5th. The second semi is happening on Tuesday, January 19th, featuring the winners from nights 4, 5, and 6, Winona Forever, Pale Red, and Walgreen. So come out to Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings at 8 for locally made beer, pool, music, and an epic night. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you're now rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, I am Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
So, howdy. Again, you're actually listening to Muzak for the Observant. We're going to finish up right now. It's been fun. I asked Felix if he wanted to play a song at the end, but he said all the songs he likes are too dirty to play at this hour. So, instead, we're going to sign off with a song by Davy Allen and the Arrows. There's no words in it at all to make sure that we're allowed to play it. It's called The Cycle Breed. So coming up next is the Sports Report, and Marco with AstroTalk will be back next week. In any case, hope to see you again later. Bye.